Pam Kaye there, singing with Switched at Birth, doing a bluegrass band treatment of a song written by pop star Stevie Winwood. Pam and Rick Anderson founded the band a long time ago, and Rick, Switched at Birth, who thought that could be the name of a band?
You know, sometimes you're just kind of sitting around thinking of band names. You know, it's kind of fun. I mean, just one of the cool things about starting a band is, ooh, what's the band name going to be? Pam and I started as a duet, and I thought, let's just call it Switched at Birth because it pertains to two people and kind of a play on words.
I thought so too, and I'm easy enough to say, sure, let's do that.
But by using the word switched, you didn't realize it at the time, but it would actually reference what the band does because you're, as you put it, switching out music?
That's true. We realized that later. We started off as a bluegrass band, and then we started throwing in other things, and it just evolved into playing a lot of different types of music that we switch around on, so the title of the band works.
That's right. Now, as different people joined the band, we would each bring music that we like or that we think would sound good that we could play together, and that's how the genre started getting stretched out and turned into a much broader sense of the types of music that we play. So now I do talk to audiences and say things like, well, we didn't realize how important that switched word was going to be when Rick and I named the band Switched at Birth, but because we end up switching so much with different genres, it fits really well now.
And quite often, Pam will say, oh, Rick is switching to the guitar, and now Rick is switching to the banjo.
What made you think that this song that was written by Stevie Winwood, Can't Find My Way Home, would work on the bluegrass instruments?
I always pictured it on acoustic instruments. It just seems to fit really well.
We're speaking with Pam Kaye and Rick Anderson of Switched at Birth, and what this band does is bring many forms of music into the bluegrass instrumentation, and you find that works with Irish traditional music.
That's true. As we were picking out songs, Katie Jo Pidell, our fiddle player, can play anything. Anything we've tossed to her, she's played with great finesse, and she's really, really strong on the Irish stuff, so we decided that we would put a nice Irish medley into our repertoire as well.
And Mark Breyer knows quite a few Irish tunes. That's kind of his influence, I think, on us is the Irish.
People say, your audiences, what do they say when they hear all of these different forms of music coming at them through a bluegrass band?
We get a lot of compliments. I mean, people really enjoy it, you know, and sometimes you wonder like, oh, we're going to play something completely different now. How is this going to go over? But like after the show, people will come up and they'll compliment us on the variety of music we do.
One thing that I like to see is you can tell that people are, they may not know who and what we are and do, but they hear a song and then they hear a different song, and pretty soon they're sitting there for a long, long time enjoying the songs, and it's always feels good that they stick around and listen and then come and talk to us about how much fun they've had.
One thing you do that while you play varied musical genres, you pick songs that have been broadly popular, like this Jimmy Rogers song, which you use, Pam, to showcase your yodeling.
Indeed. I learned to yodel from a woman named Laureen Clark several years ago, and I sang with her for several years. And yodeling is really fun, and it's enjoying a kind of a resurgence in popularity right now. And every time we pull out a yodel tune, it goes over very well. And When the Cactus is in Bloom is one of those examples.
Daylight comes in a cowhand, yeah, they call out every man. Well, I throw my saddle on my old cow horse, drink my coffee from a can. When the sun goes down on the prairie trail and I'm gazing at the moon, it's roundup time away out west and the cactus are in bloom. Holly, oddly,
we're speaking with Rick Anderson and Pam Kay of Swished at Birth. You know, it's more than the variety of music that you play. It's more than the quality that you put out. It's entertaining people and bringing them in. What do you do to be a hit with the crowd?
Well, for one thing, we have a lot of fun, and they can see that we're having fun while we're playing. You know, we're engaging with each other, and we're, you know, Rick is often... doing something funny. So we end up having a good time, and the audience can feel that and experience that as well. They see us having a good time. But I also talk to the audience a lot and kind of draw them in. If they start dancing, I say, oh, the dance floor is open now. And if they, you know, I tell little stories while Rick is, you know, switching up his guitar to his banjo or banjo to a guitar, just to kind of keep them part of our performances. And we don't just stand there and play songs. We talk to the audience, and they say stuff back to us, and they seem to have a good time, and they stick around and listen, and we love that.
Every musician would love that, and it's dedication that gets you there. Switched at Birth is on Facebook, and you would search for Switched at Birth Band. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady.